All right, I'm going to imagine that by now you've probably had a chance to get your hands on the Google Buzz, play with it for a while, and start to get a sense of what it is. A lot of people, I believe, have already rejected it, say they can't see a use for it. Another social networking service, just what I need. I think some of the people who got in right away, as did I, noticed that suddenly all of your contacts from your Gmail account are there for you to choose to follow or not follow. Although I don't think that a person who doesn't have a Gmail address who's on your mailing list or your contact list is going to be able to participate. I don't even know. I really don't even care about that. I wanted to say that those who have been playing with it enough to have a firm, strong, solid opinion probably. Need a little bit of balance and perspective, and should be doing some other things. I don't know. I don't know what to say. I'm really quite pleased and honored by one thing that I've noticed on the Google Buzz. They've got the prompt question. I don't remember the exact wording, but it's "What are you thinking?" or "What do you think?" Remember with the Twitter, it's "What are you doing?" I think Twitter's changed it. But as you know, that was my idea. I recommended that to the Twitter people a long time ago on my old podcast. So I don't expect to get credit or a royalty or a commission, although it's on record. I'm the one who proposed that prompt. That really is a good one. What's on your mind? What are you thinking about? That's what you should be putting out there into these little social network spaces. Now I'm going to look at it from a slightly different angle, the way I always do, because that's kind of what I'm here for. Maybe some of you have sensed this as well. I'm not quite ready for the wave, or the buzz, or whatever it is. Over the last couple of years, I've taken to using Gmail as my primary email account, and that is kind of the me identity. The guy who's talking to you now. And I also have a couple of other accounts that I use for some social media stuff that is also me, but it's not the me who's interacting with family and employers and possible clients and real people, adults, So this came very vivid to me today when Shlomo Rabinowitz, I think that's his name there, had posted a photograph of himself in the Winter Olympic Village with a Russian figure skater sitting on his lap, and they both had a big, huge smile. And somebody asked him a question in the comments, "Oh, tell us the whole story." And Shlomo said, "Well, I can't do that. I can't tell the whole story because my mom might be reading this." You know what I mean? Well, I think that's a very good sort of governor mechanism that all of us ought to keep in mind when we do the Twitter tweets, the post, the micro podcast, anonymously or as ourselves. Just think, what? Imagine your mom's going to read this, or your mom's going to hear this. I don't know. So that's actually is kind of my mode in whatever I do. I kind of think that way. But that's not even really the point. The point here is that I've been venturing into this Google Buzz with my main email account, and I'm needing to realize that I actually need to set up a whole sort of channel that I think everything will wind up going through the buzz through. Because I see the future on this, and I think it's going to be pretty enticing and pretty irresistible. The only, I guess, downside is that we further are assigning everything over to Google in terms of our digital thoughts and ideas and notions. But actually, I'm okay with that. Because, once you give it to them, then it's just one step further for the Chinese to get it. And that's really where it's all going to wind up anyway at the end of the day. So I got to go. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again soon. And take care, Marconi. Bye bye.